Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Damian Woody, a former NFL great, joining John and Hugh on the WaitForIt.com hotline.
Damian, what's going on, man?
Hugh, how you doing, brother?
Hey, man, living the dream, living the dream. Damian, you played with this guy. What is it about Tom Brady, man, that makes him, you know, who he is?
Hugh, he still carries around that chip, man. He still carries around that sixth-round 199th draft pick chip on his shoulder. I mean, for all the accolades and everything that he's accomplished throughout his career, that's the thing that still drives him, man. And that's just rare that you see from an athlete nowadays where a guy is still motivated by something that happened, you know, what, 18, 19 years ago.
Especially with all his rings.
Yeah, you know what's funny? It's funny because I find it hard for me because I'm on the outside looking in to like a guy like Tom Brady. But is he a good teammate? Is he everything that other people say that he is as far as a teammate is concerned?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you know, as you get older, you get a little bit more ornery. You know, you get a little bit more feisty or whatever, but mm-hmm. The dude is the ultimate competitor. I mean, if you're a teammate, why wouldn't you want to win? Wouldn't you want to have that guy in your corner? You know, that's the way I always look at it. At the end of the day, I know that I'm looking at the guy that can come through in the clutch in any given situation. So, yeah, that's the type of teammate I want.
Damian Woody was a great offensive tackle out of Boston College, played for a number of NFL teams, did play for the Super Bowl for the Patriots here. So here you go with the Patriots going in again. I mean, at some point does it get to be, I don't know, Damian, does it get to be old hat for them to the point where they, oh, yeah, we're back again? Or is it always going to be, hey, we're at the Super Bowl?
Now, listen. Tom Brady said, I think it was maybe the last, you know, last year, the best Super Bowl is the next one. You know, so that's really the mindset in that organization. You win one, yeah, it's great, you celebrate, but then you move on to the next. It's on to the next one. You know, you've heard Bill Belichick say that in press conferences all the time. We're on to this, we're on to that. Literally, with that organization, we're on to the next Super Bowl.
You know, it's funny because you look at the success that they've had over the years, and you know, this is his eighth Super Bowl appearance. And, you know, knowing offense is the way that you do, what makes their offense so successful? Because they don't change it every year, but what is it about that Patriots offense and the way that they do things that allows them to sustain that level of excellence year in and year out?
Well, you know, playing for a number of years in the league, a lot of teams have tendencies. They run their system, they do what they do. And they have tendencies in there, and a lot of teams' mindset is, we're going to do what we do. You're going to have to stop us to beat us. Well, the Patriots aren't like that. The Patriots, literally, one week can go out there, four or five wide receivers, and go no huddle. Next week, they can line up three tight ends, two backs, and just try to bludgeon you to death. So they're multifaceted, man. Each week, they change from week to week, depending on the opponent. And that's what makes them really hard to defend. Because they don't really have a lot of tendencies that you can really key in on.
Damian Woody, of course, not only a longtime NFL player, but an NFL analyst for ESPN, has been doing that for quite some time, too, joining John and Hugh. And Damian, being a former Patriot, no surprise where you'd lean in this game. And, of course, Hugh being a former Eagle, there's no surprise where, you know, he might lean in this game. I'm a Falcons fan, but I'm leaning towards the Eagles, too. Now, I see this game, Damian, and I see an Eagles team that has really embraced this whole underdog thing with Nick Foles to the point where I actually think the Eagles are going to win this game.
Here's one thing. When you play against the Patriots, this is one thing you have to be, and I want to use boxing vernacular here. You have to be a really good counterpuncher. And what I mean by that is the Patriots are probably the best team in the National Football League at kind of trying to counter or making in-game adjustments to what you're doing. A lot of teams, you know, fail in that aspect of the game. You know, there's infighting within a game that you got to be able to adjust to. So if the Philadelphia Eagles want to win this game, and they definitely could win this game because they have the defense, in particular the defensive line, to get off to Tom Brady. They got a really good offensive line, but you got to be able to make adjustments within the game to counter what the Patriots are going to do.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Damian Woody, longtime NFL star, couple of rings with the Patriots, now longtime ESPN NFL analyst. Damian, we'll get back to the Super Bowl in a moment, but if I can, since we have you on the line again, I'd like to ask your opinion on what took place last night, because there's been a lot of surprise, I think, from a lot of people that Alex Smith traded to Washington on a couple of fronts. One, that Washington gave up what they gave up in a good young corner and a third-round pick. And two, because of the amount of money guaranteed that Alex Smith got from the Skins.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. It just seems like, just on the face of it, it seems like the Redskins got fleeced in this situation. You traded for an older quarterback. Now, granted, Alex Smith had his best career year this year. There's no question about that. But you traded for an older quarterback, gave him a boatload of money. You gave him multiple assets, including a very good corner. And we all know that corners are come by the National Football League. And it's a little bit of a head scratcher. I know Washington felt like they were going to lose Kirk Cousins to free agency, but boy, it seems like they gave up a lot in this whole scenario.
To you, when you look at both of these quarterbacks, Kirk Cousins and Alex Smith, what is the biggest difference, or why would you pick Alex Smith over Kirk Cousins? Help me out with that.
I don't know if it's bad blood between Kirk Cousins and the Washington Redskins organization, the fact that the Redskins will have to franchise tag him a third time, which would probably have to pay him like $34 million under a third additional tag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but the Redskins had opportunities, a few years ago to kind of take care of Kirk Cousins, and now they find themselves in a situation where they had to trade for an older quarterback and pay him a boatload of money, which is mind-boggling to me.
Now, Damian, what does this mean? The other impact of this, and of course, this is one of the reasons it's such a, it's a big story, so we talk about it on a big sports radio station like this, but here in Atlanta, they were talking about restructuring Matt Ryan into a new 5-year deal, and certainly New Orleans is looking at what they're going to have to do with Drew Brees, San Francisco to Jimmy Garoppolo, and whatever Kirk Cousins is going to get on the market. So this Alex Smith deal, it sets a new bar. Do you expect that the bar could go crazy with the bidding for Kirk Cousins, and how does that affect the other teams?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the market. This quarterback market is just going to explode. I mean, we saw Matthew Stafford's deal, Derek Carr's deal. I mean, those two quarterbacks are averaging like $25 million a year. And, with Alex Smith getting, I think, what, $71 million guaranteed, something crazy like that. I mean, and Kirk Cousins is going to probably get, if I'm guessing, he's probably going to get close to $30 million a year on the open market.
Mm.
I mean, because, it's, teams are starved for quarterbacks. So if you're Matt Ryan and some of these other quarterbacks out here, or maybe Aaron Rodgers, if Kirk Cousins is going to get that type of money, they're asking, well, what should I get? And rightfully so.
And so, that does mean, of course, we're having to watch this very closely here in Atlanta.
Bottom line is Matt Ryan about to get paid.
Matt Ryan going to get paid, and how do they structure that to be able to make other moves of free agency? To Kirk Cousins, would you go to, and Hugh and I were talking about this earlier, Damian Woody, NFL analyst for ESPN, longtime NFL player, would you go to Cleveland if you're Kirk Cousins? Because then, if you do, that frees them up to take Saquon Barkley, number one, maybe Minkah Fitzpatrick, number four, and get a wide receiver to go with Josh Gordon and top of the second round. I mean, you could suddenly be on a, a halfway decent team.
Well, listen, I know the Cleveland Browns were 0-16, but their roster is not as bad as what people think it is. I mean, they acquired a lot of, really good young talent. They brought Todd Haley in, who's a really good offensive coordinator to run the offense and be the primary play caller for the Cleveland Browns. You get a quarterback, that frees you up. If you're the Cleveland Browns, the first and the fourth pick overall to get some really, really good players for that roster. So I'm sure Kirk Cousins is examining all of his options, and I'm sure that's probably in his mindset when evaluating the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, okay, first pick of the Cleveland Browns, I'll make you the GM. Who are you taking with that first pick? Are you taking a quarterback, or are you taking somebody else with that first pick?
If I don't get Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
Wow. I'm saying just go ahead and get my quarterback. Just get my quarterback. Because I think Saquon Barkley will be there at four anyway. So I would just go get my quarterback at number one and get Saquon Barkley at four.
Yeah, I think that may be the only option you have. But there's so many free agent quarterbacks out there that you would think that between the Sam Bradfords, the Case Keenums, even Nick Foles, that you could find somebody. But we'll see what they decide to do. All right, Damian, final point here, and we really appreciate your time, Damian Woody of ESPN. I know you're a former Patriot. Are you picking the Patriots to win the game?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Listen, I just, you know, the Patriots are a well-oiled machine. And, you know, it's kind of like Tiger Woods back in the day. You're going to pick, you know, if you pick, are you going to pick between Tiger and the field? Most of the time you're going to pick Tiger against the field. Same way I feel right now. I want to pick the Patriots against anyone, basically.
I think that's fair enough, right?
I mean, you can't argue with that.
Right. Hey, Damian, do appreciate.
Hey, thanks a lot, brother. Appreciate you.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.